the Biden administration has proposed a rule to limit methane flaring from oil and gas development on public lands. The rule would impose royalty payments for excessive flaring, and the Bureau of Land Management estimates it would generate nearly $40 million a year. Melissa Hornbein, a senior attorney based in Montana with the Western Environmental Law Center, says she's encouraged by some aspects of the proposal, but she believes an outright ban would be more effective as long as there are no safety concerns in a given situation.
There's really no need for it, and instituting a pay-to-play system is not likely to be effective in terms of really reducing the waste of associated gas through venting and flaring.
Hornbein says it's important that the BLM has recognized its authority to regulate such oil and gas waste as methane, and her organization would like to see the agency go further to create a consistent and durable rule that will last into the next administration. A spokesperson for the Independent Petroleum Association of America says the regulations should be handled by the Environmental Protection Agency because the BLM doesn't have enough expertise on this issue. Hornbein notes methane from oil and gas development has negative health impacts on nearby communities. She says that's one reason this type of waste should be regulated closely. The other is the greenhouse gas effects. Methane is 84 times more potent than carbon dioxide, although it doesn't last as long in the atmosphere. Hornbein says keeping more methane from reaching the atmosphere would be good for the planet.
In terms of tackling climate change, we're at a point where we're so far down the road, we kind of need to pull out all the stops, and methane really represents the low-hanging fruit for doing that.
A comment period has opened for the rule through January 30th. Hornbein says environmental organizations like hers and the oil and gas industry will comment on the rule, but it's important for the public to get involved as well.
What really means the most and carries the most impact to federal agencies, and I don't think BLM is any exception to this, is hearing from individual members of the public what they want to see in terms of how BLM is regulating oil and gas development on their public lands.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.